spent an awesome evening in the Castle Hotel and just so happened to bump into Gus Cannon, who is a bartender for tonight, but in the not too distant future, actually the beginning of next year, because this takes some preparation, takes some planning, he's going to be walking. Gus, how far are you walking exactly?
Here and back, there and back again, just straight around the world.
Just straight around the world, he says casually. How many miles is that?
18,000.
18,000 miles. Now, people have walked around the world before. How long did it take them?
Current record stands at 5.5 years for that sort of length of journey. There's a few people who have done shorter journeys that have got into the records, but the record standard has increased now, so the record's up for grabs.
So how long do you think it's going to take you to walk entirely around the world?
Like I said, the current record's 5.5 years. I'm hoping to do it, because he went a little over the 18,000. I'm hoping to shave it down, get it somewhere between 2 and 3.
2 and 3 years. I'm guessing you don't have many commitments knocking around for you to...
No dependencies or routes put down, that's for sure. I've kind of just dropped out of uni to focus on the planning of this. It's sort of become a, not an obsession, but certainly a full-time job. So, yeah.
Fantastic. You just got to be really careful that this exciting adventure that you are just about to embark on doesn't attract too many admirers for you to go, actually, she's really nice, I might just hang around for a bit.
Well, there was... in fact, there's two stories of the guys who have tried it before. The first guy to walk around the world in the 70s, Dave Kunst, he met his now wife in Australia. Another guy, Garside, I think it was Venezuela, he met his now partner. So it does seem to happen. It's an unusual dating experience, I think.
It's kind of the long tail when it comes to dating. So what kind of training are you doing for something like this? Or is it the kind of thing you can just set off on?
Definitely not just setting off on. I've previously walked the length of the country. I'm currently training for a marathon. That's in a couple of months, actually. And in my spare time, any nights I get free, I'm out into the hills just practicing bushcraft, just firelighting in harsh, you know, harsh conditions when it's raining and the like, just so that I'm ready for any eventuality.
Now, there's going to be a tech element to this, isn't there?
Definitely, yeah. It's, we haven't had the technology available before to stream an event like this live. It's only just coming about that it's accessible. Previously, it'd be every week or 2 weeks you can maybe get a message out, but we're hitting a point now where it can be pretty much live, constant feed. So I'm currently talking with the tech guys. There's going to be constant feeds going out, also GPS uplink, so my position is always known. It's going to be a new experience on that front as well.
Well, I guess I understand a little bit about how mobile phone companies work in certain countries, and I think a live feed, if you're doing video or something like that, would possibly work into the, I don't know, millions of pounds potentially, but the constant updating, the texts logins, the GPS logins, the tweeting, the uploading of photos, and the live blogging as you go is more than manageable nowadays, I think. So I think it would be really exciting to see what you and tech guys can formulate along those lines. And we had a chat not too long ago at the Amazing Bar, which is right below us. You might be able to hear the music coming up, about some of the possibilities. But you yourself, social technology, what's your experience at the moment?
Not too much. I did the whole Facebook status updates through last summer's Land's End John O'Groats hike, and it's reassuring to get that feedback of people, the comments coming back off it, to, you know, well wishes, and as well as that, getting people who I hadn't spoke to in ages, they were offering me places to stay along the route because I was passing near them, and it's, you know, reaches a lot of people in a different way than we've ever had before. So it's going to be great to have that access to people, and hopefully get a lot back off it as well, and places to stay and help out along the way.
Definitely sounds like an epic adventure, an epic journey. How many pairs of shoes do you think you're going to go through?
I think David Kunst in the 70s went 23. Garside's only 7. Bernardi Lanz and John O'Gretson went through 3, but that's because the first two fell to bits. don't buy British British Army boots and ruined my feet. Hopefully not too many. I don't like breaking new ones in on the road, which I've had to do. Keep it under 7, I think, hopefully.
Good point. God, that would be epic if you could walk around the world in only 7 pairs of footwear. So the kit you are using right now, you say you're into a bit of bushcraft. I'm imagining you're sleeping under a tarp more than actually having a tent. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. It's just tarp and where I can get away with it, no cooking equipment besides a pan, and just use what we've got. You know, we're in the British Isles, where we've got firewood everywhere. And
who are you that's butted in on this conversation?
No, because Gus is a cocktail man. How you doing, White Russian?
You haven't got any milk in. We've sold out.
You're getting to hear behind the scenes right now in the Castle Hotel.
Kahlua.
Yeah.
Vodka, Kahlua.
Yeah.
And I need to shake it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Gus has been making cocktails all night, and there's been some pretty impressed people, so there's... The instructions have been given. You've obviously missed down there, and you're not even working right now.
Finished. No rest for the wicked.
No, totally. So, do you pay attention to Backpacking Light or any of the online channels?
Yeah, I've been doing quite a lot of research into it. Obviously, after last year, I set off and ditched half my equipment within the first couple of miles. So it's really... Last summer was a learning experience, and this summer I've been spending a bit of money getting new equipment that's probably stripped down, and just getting used to using it. You know, there's some great equipment on the market. And
the trick is not to pick anything up on the way as well. People want to give you stuff all the time.
Definitely. And last summer I ended up with, you just have to smile and take it.
Yeah, thank you. Either eat it all in one go, drink it all in one go, or give it to
someone else. Yeah. No, I gave away, I think I went through 3 torches passed through my hands on the route. It was just, you pass someone when it's getting dusk and they're coming off a mountain. It's like, yeah, here you go, you need a torch, don't you? I don't want it. It's wind up torches of snake oil. It just doesn't work.
Well, there's definitely some things I'd love to talk to you about this, because I think there's a lot of potential for keeping pack size down. Even though you're going to be increasing it with some technology, and it's about picking the right technology to give you the biggest amplification whilst covering the longest distance, and it being self-sustainable in a way. You need it to be solar-powered, wind-powered, whatever. I think wind is actually practical, unless you're walking really fast. So
I'm planning a bit of jogging thrown in. I'll do, when your stomach's empty, just get a bit of jogging, cover a few more miles and work up an appetite. So if I'm aiming to do it in 2 to 3 years, then I was definitely going to have to keep the pace up.
Oh, I think so. It sounds epic. Give us the URL of where people can begin to follow the journey before the journey actually begins.
That's guscannon.com. That's GUS and then cannon with a double N like the artillery piece.
Good luck, man.
Thank you.